You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, dear music lover. Do you sometimes find it hard to switch easily between key signatures and tonal centers in your compositions? You are not alone. Today, I would like to share a helpful shortcut that allows you to quickly and smoothly modulate to any tonal center using a simple 2-interval, also known as the major second in the diatonic system. The best part, you won't need to memorize complicated things. I will walk you through some easy concepts that you can use in your own music right away. Before we jump into the content, I want to point out that this episode is also available on our YouTube channel. Should you be more of a visual guy who wants to see the actual graphics and the music notation, I put the link to this episode in the show notes. So let's focus on the way to modulate to any tonal center quickly. I'll use a 2-interval for that, and the diatonic system refers to that as the major second. But in interval theory, we count the chromatic distances between the notes starting from the lowest one and working our way up. And since that modulation technique works with any 2-interval, I pick 2 tones randomly. From A flat up to B flat equals 2 chromatic steps or half steps. Now, we'll move to C major. We can do this in a couple of ways, by going clockwise or counterclockwise around the circle of fifths. The counterclockwise direction often gives a sense of resolution, but both ways can work. Next, let's shift to the D flat root tone. You might have noticed that we use the circle of fifths to get to D flat. That's our first concept. Use the steps from the circle of fifths to transition smoothly to your new root tone. Now let's look at the D root tone. In this case, the circle of fifths didn't sound quite right, so I chose to use a chromatic movement instead. As we approach the E flat root, remember that a 2-interval is dominant and tends to seek resolution. It's not a stable position, so let's focus on the treble for now. Let's hear how it sounds. This is the natural resolution of a 2-interval, which matches nicely with a counterclockwise movement on the circle of fifths. Adding a bass structure can make this sound even better. Now let's resolve to the E root. Here we need a stronger bass structure for a bit more harmonic support. First, let's listen to the treble by itself. It sounds a bit disconnected, right? Now let's add the bass structure. The circle of fifths won't help us here because that would create dissonance when moving from A to E root. So let's choose the chromatic option instead, which leads us nicely to the F root. The F root is pretty straightforward. Jazz musicians often enjoy the flat 13th structure and how it resolves. Let's listen to this one. This next movement is one of my favorites. The sustained note in the top voice works well because our ears naturally gravitate toward the top line. Now check out this transition with some nice chromatic movement. The top voice goes up by half a step while the lower voice goes down by half a step. There's something lovely about chromatic movement in opposite directions. Let's first listen to the treble, and then we can add the bass. As As we resolve to A flat, notice the sustained note in the lower voice, the A flat. Let's quickly look at the bass structure. It's an E flat dominant with a minus 3 scale tone. While it might not be the strongest resolution, it still works. Now let's move on to the A root. Here, we have a nice transition from the E dominant chord that sounds a bit brighter because the B flat in the 2 interval changes to scale tone 4+. As we get to the B flat root tone, there's another sustained note in the top voice, the B flat. Let's identify the missing parts from the F root to change this chord into a minor dominant with an added scale tone 4. Finally, let's wrap things up by resolving to the B root. We've traveled through all 12 tones, and if you're already familiar with interval theory, you might see that this movement reflects the authentic cadence. Let's listen one last time. To summarize, here are 3 key ideas to remember. First, for bass movement, use either stepwise transitions on the circle of fifths or chromatic movements to reach your desired tonal center. Second, make your bass structure dominant and fill in any missing notes. Many call these borrowed chords. And third, in all of the 12 examples, the 2 interval resolves to a 4 interval, outlining a major tonal center. If you want to create a minor tonal center, simply move 3 chromatic steps down from the major root, like going from C major to A minor. The 2 interval is fantastic, and many composers have used this technique in their writing. To mention just one, Bernard Herrmann in his great score to Cape Fear. Many thanks for watching. This is Frank from the Music Interval Theory Academy. Have a great rest of your day, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.